You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Before the UK entered into the EEC, the UK was New Zealand's number one trade partner, receiving 90% of exports. With Brexit nearing, could we see this trade relationship open up again, and what will that mean for New Zealand? In 2016, the UK ranked as the third biggest trade partner, making up 20% of New Zealand export and import. I spoke to Trade Minister David Parker to find out where the negotiations are up to right now. Pre the UK's entering the EEC, the UK made up 90% of New Zealand's trade. Since that, it has significantly dropped to 20% in 2016. With Brexit nearing on the horizon, what could this mean for New Zealand?
Since Britain joined the European community way back when, New Zealand substantially diversified our export base increasingly to other parts of the world, including, of course, China, Australia, Japan, United States. Nonetheless, we've got strong traditional ties with the United Kingdom, and we would expect that post the divorce between the United Kingdom and Europe that our trading position with the United Kingdom will improve.
So how would this benefit New Zealand?
Well, we like to trade with countries similar in their respect for human rights, democracy, have similar respect for the rule of law, quite often similar health safety system, including at the border, to protect against the incursion of unwanted pests. So trade agreements with countries like that are very good for New Zealand because they give us more people to sell things that we sell to the rest of the world in order to get what we want to import, like our cars and our computers and our smartphones.
I understand that New Zealand has been in negotiations so far with the UK. What's the current status of these trade negotiations?
Well, until very recently, the United Kingdom hasn't been able to go too far other than express interest because they've got to complete their settlement with the European Union. Now become apparent that they're not going to complete the terms of their pulling out of the European Union for some years, and in the meantime they're going to start their negotiations with other countries, and we would hope that those other countries include New Zealand.
So what are the main priorities for New Zealand and the concerns that you have going into these negotiations?
Well, New Zealand always likes comprehensive agreements covering all sectors of the economy. We have a very open economy when it comes to trade. We don't have high tariffs on anything, and we make our way in the world by doing what we do well, to sell to the rest of the world the goods and services that we produce well to pay for what we import. So we want a high quality wide agreement with the United Kingdom. They have some sensitivities around agricultural export, as do other European countries. Some of those are based on standing. We're not increasing dairy output significantly these days, so the idea that we would be swamping any country with increased dairy exports is wrong. It's really a distribution of where those exports go to.
There have been many issues with the TPPA agreement, like protecting New Zealand's interests, protecting property, New Zealand's property, and preserving New Zealand's sovereignty in these agreements. Do you think you're going to face similar issues with the UK?
It's very important to the Labour New Zealand First coalition that we properly protect the sovereignty of New Zealand to have appropriate environmental laws for the protection of fresh water and to reduce climate change. We've also moved to control the effect of wealthy people from overseas competing against New Zealanders to buy our homes, for example. We would have as bottom line those sorts of issues. We're certainly not going to give up the sovereign right of a future or current New Zealand government to do what's in the interest of New Zealanders on matters like environment, tax system, controlling who owns our land.
As I said earlier, the UK used to make up 90% pre-1970s of New Zealand's export and trade. What's this going to mean for your other trade partners? Because the UK, I think, is currently the third largest trade partner. Could this rejig that?
It's highly unlikely that we will ever be as dependent on the UK for our exports as we used to be way back when we had 80-90% of our produce going there. But we would expect that our trade would increase to the United Kingdom and their trade to increase to New Zealand, which would be to our mutual benefit.
And the hot topic on everybody's mind, I think, at the moment, do you have any idea when Brexit will come to fruition and these agreements will come into force?
It's a little unclear where the United Kingdom negotiations with the European Union will end. And until they've got more clarity around that, it could be difficult for the United Kingdom to complete free trade agreements with other countries because they will not know what level of freedom they have to negotiate their own terms and new free trade agreements, given the effect that could have on their relationship with Europe. So there's some ways to go yet before we've got clarity around those issues.
And just one final question. What do you see this doing for New Zealand? Do you see it bringing New Zealand into a more prominent position in the market?
Look, Europe generally, including the United Kingdom, high value markets where they've got public institutions and good environmental standards. We like to have improved trading relationships with countries like that. They're a high wage economy, so New Zealanders readily see that more trade with them is not going to suppress wage levels in New Zealand. So it's a high priority for New Zealand to both improve our trading relationship with Europe and with the United Kingdom.
The Wire. Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.